but in a world of too much news, they had stopped noticing. In a world of too much to absorb and never enough time, people skipped the story. And then people started noticing. For a brief period in January 2017, George Orwell's 1984, How Do We Know 2 and 2 Make 4, went to the top of the Amazon bestseller list, while Hannah Arendt's Definitive Guide to Totalitarianism, written just after the Second World War, sold out. The result of a consistent and total substitution of lies for factual truth is not that the lie will now be accepted as truth and truth be defamed as a lie, Arendt had written in 1951, but that the sense by which we take our bearings in the real world, and the category of truth versus falsehood is among the mental means to this end, is being destroyed. Nearly 70 years later, many of us may be surprised to be asking the most basic question imaginable. How do you know if something is true or not? Here is just one small example of this new world of information chaos playing out as I was writing this chapter. I could have chosen 1,000 such illustrations, but this had most of the components of the unfolding problem. In February 2017, Donald Trump used a rally in Melbourne, Florida, to draw attention to disturbing events he said were happening in Sweden. You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. The President of the United States paused for the name to sink in and then repeated it. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers and they're having problems like they never thought possible. Sweden was puzzled. The country, like others in Europe, was not without its tensions after the recent wave of migration from North Africa and the Middle East. There had been a widespread, but by no means universal, welcome to the 163,000 asylum seekers who arrived in the country that year. But amid a spate of really frightening terror attacks in Europe, it seemed curious to single out Sweden for a stump speech in Florida. So little of note appeared to have happened in Sweden the previous evening, apart from a national singing competition, that social media regarded the intervention as a bit of a joke. Sweden? Terror attack? What has he been smoking? Former Swedish Prime Minister Carl Bildt tweeted. There were spoof hashtags, Je suis IKEA and I stand with Sweden, while other users questioned the safety of ABBA. The following day, Trump clarified his Sweden statement. He told his 40 million followers on Twitter that it had been in reference to a story that was broadcast on Fox News concerning immigrants and Sweden. And so began an anatomy of how Donald Trump arrived at his version of the